Which true church will God save? Today you will hear members of the Catholic Church teach this, as being the oldest doctrine of the Catholic Church, extra ecclesia nulla salus. Outside the ecclesia no one will be saved. When Catholics teach extra ecclesia nulla salus, they do not realize this fact. In the early 4th century, this most ancient Roman Latin Christian is teaching that a church is not the ecclesia of Christ, and to be in a church is to be on the outside of the ecclesia. Look very carefully at one of the oldest statements made by the early 4th century Roman Latin Christians. Latin extra ecclesia nulla salus, outside the ecclesia no one is saved. In the early 4th century, some Roman Christians were in a fierce warfare made against all churches. In the early 4th century, churches that were being started first by the Romans Emperor Constantine. To fight against churches, some early 4th century Christians were teaching the truth that no one can be saved outside the ecclesiam of Christ. The Latin word ecclesiam is a transliteration into Roman Latin from the Greek word ecclesia. Outside the ecclesia no one can be saved. To be in any true church is to be on the outside of the ecclesiam, or outside the ecclesia of Christ. Pope John Paul must have been horrified when he heard that there were Protestants and Catholics that wanted to restore ecclesia, the Latin ecclesiam. Pope John Paul knew to restore the warfare of ecclesia would totally destroy all the false teaching of the Catholic Church. Pope John Paul II said, "You Protestants want too much to restore ecclesiam." What must have been more concerning for Pope John Paul II is there are a world of Catholics that love truth, and they also want to restore to the warfare of ecclesia, so they can be saved. This citation of John Paul's speech I heard on YouTube. I cannot give reference, because I was interrupted before I was able to copy the address on YouTube. I was never able to find the speech again on YouTube. All Catholic rulers and church leaders are horrified at the thought of stopping church restoring ecclesiam, ecclesia. Take careful note of this warning of the early 4th century Roman Christians. If we are in a church, but the church is on the outside of the ecclesia, then we will not be saved in any true church. If a church does not conduct self the same as the ecclesia, the Latin ecclesiam, then to be in a church is to be on the outside the ecclesia, and then no one can be saved in any true church. One of the oldest controversies in the ancient Romans Christians was a warfare made in the early 4th century by the Latin ecclesiam against all churches being started by the Roman Emperor Constantine. Did you know this fact? Every church in the entire world is equal, and every church in the entire world is a true church. The word church is not the word equivalent for the Greek word ekklesia. The blasphemous word church is mistranslated from the Greek word ekklesia, or the word the equivalent for church is not written just once in the entire ancient manuscripts of the Bible. What is more than shocking is the fact that the word church, or the equivalent of the modern word definition for the word church, is not found written just once in the ancient languages of the Bible. The primary purpose the God of the Bible has established for the Bible Greek word ekklesia is the purpose to protect truth of the Word of God. Hot militant warfare of the ecclesia is made continually against the gates of hell. See the words of Christ in Matthew chapter 16 verse 18. Read Acts chapter 15, and see the purpose and action of the warfare of ecclesia that is established by God as a tool to settle disputes between truth and a lie. Be honest when the gates of hell is preaching or teaching false instruction to the people, and making the claim the false instructions that they are teaching is from God. Does your congregation of a church have recourse to dispute when there is false instructions being taught to the people? Does your church open for dispute before your entire congregation any instructions believed to be false? The primary purpose of the false Bible word church is designed by devils, or the false Bible translators, to disguise and cripple the primary purpose of the Bible word ecclesia. The God of the Bible could see for ecclesia and the need to protect truth of the gospel of Christ. The saints needs the tool of God made to protect what truth is in the warfare made by the saints against the gates of hell. In all the division of thousands of different churches with thousands of different doctrines, and if you do not see hot militant warfare to settle disputes, then you have been blinded by false Bible translators. The word church is a false Bible translation of the Greek word ecclesia. There is not one church in the entire world that conducts self like the ecclesia established by God to stop division and total and altogether stop false teaching of false instructions from God. The word church is a name of blasphemy, a name that deceives the saints, and the name church robs God, and the false name church cripples the gospel of Christ. Now notice these facts. The most conservative ecclesia of the 1st to the 3rd century, before there ever was a church. The most conservative ecclesia was multiplying saints faster, and the most liberal, or the loose ecclesia. The more conservative the ecclesia, the faster the ecclesia was growing. Now notice the difference in the most conservative churches are crippled just from being a church. The most conservative churches are the first to close their doors forever. The more loose or liberal church multiply like flies. If you cannot see these facts, then you are blind to the facts of history. The more conservative churches cannot multiply, but loose or the liberal churches do multiply. Now take note of the most conservatives that name selves as churches, but they conduct selves like ecclesia. History show this kind of church that conducts selves as ecclesia, they multiply quickly by the thousands. Can you see there is an equation that to conduct selves as the most conservative ecclesia is the tool of God that will multiply saints by the thousands more than any conservative churches? History proves that churches stop the multiplying of the saints of God by the multiply billions. Here is proof. Go to Wikipedia and see history of how the ecclesia of Christ was multiplying saints by the millions in the first 300 years before there ever was a name invented for a Christian named church. Truth about churches is more than shocking to those that love truth. There are thousands of things that professing Christians do in churches, the strange work of keeping different kinds of instructions for different kinds of worship to God, works that are not found written just once in the ancient languages of the Bible. Can you imagine what the world would be like without all the divided churches with thousands of different church doctrines, instructions? Each and every different church is making the claim that their church is the only true church, and their multitude of different instructions each and everyone is making the false claim only their instructions are the true instructions from their God. Multiply trillions upon trillions upon trillions of dollars are spent in making gilded gold-plated multiply thousands of church buildings for church members to worship, and there is not mention in the entire Bible about a church building. Or multiplied millions of Christians believe that their church building is a holy shrine, and they believe that their God actually lives in their holy sanctified church buildings. Think of the trillions upon multiplied trillions of man hours spent in the study of how their God of their church wants them to live while they are alive in a church on planet Earth. Here is a fact of history that no one can deny: all churches are a true church, but not all churches are the first church ever to exist on planet Earth. World history, not Bible history, proves the Catholic Church is the only true church that tells this truth. The Catholic Church is the first church ever to exist on planet Earth. What is not true taught by the Catholic Church is the lie that God started their church in the 1st century on the day of Pentecost. Look close at all the records of the all-night celebration of Pentecost, and you will see there is nothing mentioned just once about a church, or nothing mentioned about the ecclesia of God being established on any day of Pentecost. The all-night celebration of the day of Pentecost does parallel the exact resurrection moment of the Christ on the same day. According to Hebrews 1:5-9, the kingdom of God was established at the resurrection moment on the night of the day, and on an exact parallel of the same moment that God created the universe, Genesis chapter 1 verses 1-5. Reason this fact: if the word church can be used to correctly translate the common Koine Greek word ekklesia, then the word church would also be written all through both the Old and the New Testament. In the Old Testament Septuagint, the Greek word ekklesia is written throughout the Greek Old Testament. Take careful note: the Church of Satan in San Francisco is a true church. Again, all churches are a man-made religion, and all churches are equal. Truth is, the God of the Bible did not start any kind of any church in the entire world. You see and hear people make this statement: we are the restored church of God. We question: a church restored from where? God did not start any church that can't be restored to God. We hear people make this statement: we are the restored church of Christ, when the truth is the Christ of the Bible did not start any kind of any church to be restored. Truth and sometimes true history is so shocking that the truth becomes too hard for some to believe. Truth is, the God of the Bible did not say that he will save anyone in any true church. Just the opposite: to not be in the ecclesia established by God, and to be in a true church started by the disciples of the devil, or by the gates of hell, no one will be saved. We do not make that judgment. God has made the judgment written very clear to only be in a church, but not in the ecclesia of Christ, no one will be saved. Do you conduct self as in the ecclesia of Christ? Truth is found in the Bible record that God clearly is teaching He will not save anyone, that is, in any true church. Anyone that can read the ancient languages of the Bible can easily see the word church is a false Bible translation because, 1. The function of a passive church can only divide the saints of God. Look at the thousands of different churches with thousands of different church doctrines. 2. A passive church that divides the saints is just the opposite of the hot militant warfare of the ecclesia of God that is made to unite the saints. The purpose of ecclesia as in design by God is to fight the gates of hell to protect truth of the gospel of Christ. In the early 4th century, the Roman Emperor Constantine started the first all-pagan Catholic Church. A church cannot be a part Christian and a part pagan, and not be altogether just plain pagan in a religion. Constantine hated the purpose of ecclesia, and what God established as the conduct of ecclesia. The Roman Emperor stopped allowing the conduct of ecclesia, the Latin ecclesiam. It was Constantine that started the first church ever to exist in the entire world. Constantine built many of the first church buildings ever to exist on planet Earth. Some of these church buildings made by Constantine still exist to this very day. Anyone that reads the ancient Greek language of both the Old Testament Septuagint and the New Testament Greek can easily see the word ecclesia in the primary word definition as a warfare that is designed by God to protect the instruction from God and keep the saints united. Ecclesia is nothing created, like any passive do-nothing and say-nothing church. The ecclesia of Christ, a hot militant warfare established by God to fight against the gates of hell and to protect truth of the Bible. Ecclesia is not anything like the name derivative of a church. The etymology of the word church is from the ancient pagan name of the pagan goddess Circe. In the early 4th century, the goddess Circe is worshipped from the more ancient Greek writer of Homer, in his Odyssey of Odysseus about the 9th century BCE. The Greek name of goddess named Kirke will be adapted into the Latin as the name Circe. In the 4th century, the more ancient Greek witch goddess Kirke will be changed to the name Latin Circe, a goddess of sexual fertility and round things. Over the centuries, the name of a sexual fertility goddess named Circe will become the blasphemous name Church and mistranslated in Bibles for the saints of God to deceive them. Here is the prophecy showing how the saints of God will be deceived by a wicked ruler. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, "And he, the 11th horn, shall speak blasphemous words against the Most High, and blasphemous words shall deceive the saints of the Most High, and he shall think he can change the set times to worship and change the laws of the Most High, and they, the deceived saints, shall be given into his hand, until a time and times, and the dividing of the saints for a time." 7:26, "But judgment of the court of the ecclesia shall be seated, and they, the saints, shall judge, to take away his dominion, to deceive, to consume, and to destroy it unto the end." Rev 18:4-5, "God commands us to come out of our mother church. Tonight you can take to bed with you the pagan name Church, a name derived from the pagan goddess Circe. Know for certain tomorrow you will die in a church, then pray God have mercy on you for not repenting from the pagan conduct in the false name of a church. For your eternal life, do not be deceived. The derivative, the etymology, or the history of the passive word church is as pagan in religion as you can get." That is a bold and a very serious statement. If you love truth, you will research the world of difference between a church and the established ecclesia of Christ. See this article at the website www.ecclesiabible.com. Learn the truth in who started your church. If you are only in a true church, and all churches were started first by what the prophets give warning that the great whore started all churches, then the God of the Bible gives us warning he will not have mercy on us unless we come out of all churches made first by the great whore. From heaven God gives us warning and he calls us to come out of all churches, or else we will suffer as the plagues of being in a church started first by the mother of all churches, see Rev 18:4-5. Who really can believe that our God is calling his people from heaven to come out of all churches that were made first by the great whore? Truth is the God of the Bible only established for purpose his ecclesia. The God of the Bible gives instructions only for conduct of his ecclesia, and if your church does not conduct selves in purpose for the ecclesia of Christ, then the fact is, you will not be saved in any true church. Some will try and defend their right to be in a church by saying you are not a judge. We do not judge, but we do give the judgment of God. If it is written, then stand in the judgment of God. We the Ecclesia do not judge the salvation of anyone. If the word of God is written in the Bible, to say in a church you will not be saved, then believe God. To deceive the saints, the word church is falsely mistranslated into the English language by devils, as being word equivalent, from the Greek word ekklesia. In the entire world, there is no word equivalent for the Greek word ekklesia. The false translated name church is not translated as a true word equivalent for the Greek word ekklesia. Then the Greek word ekklesia must be transliterated into other languages, and the Bible student must learn what is word definition for the Greek word ekklesia. A world of people hate the instructions that God has established for the conduct of hot militant warfare of His ecclesia, and they choose rather to stop ecclesia and become only a true passive name church. There is a world of pope, priest, preachers, and Bible teachers that hate with a passion the true word ecclesia. Anyone that cares less for truth, and the only reason they are preaching and teaching is for money, power, and prestige, they hate with a passion the purpose of ecclesia. Ecclesia allows members to make dispute over any apparent false instructions making the claim to be from God. The deliberation for any important dispute over the instructions from God must be made before the entire congregation of the Ecclesia, and only the entire Ecclesia is to determine what truth is. Now it is easy to see why most false Bible teachers hate the purpose God has established for His Ecclesia. Ecclesia Bible Translation of Matthew chapter 16 verse 19. I will give unto you my ecclesia the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you my ecclesia shall bind on earth is already bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be what is already loosed in heaven. Since the God of the Bible did not establish anything like any true church, then why would you want to name self a church, to become in part Catholic? Question: why want to become a church only? Because there are a world of people that hate the warfare conduct of ecclesia, and they hate the instructions that God gives to His saint to conduct selves in warfare against the gates of hell, so get hot in the militant warfare of His ecclesia. Why do I see the word church written in every most popular translated Bible in the world except the Ecclesia Bible Translation? Because the people like the Roman Emperor Constantine and the other rulers of the Catholic Church that hate ecclesia, and they totally stopped the instructions that God has established as ecclesia, then reason why you now see the word church mistranslated in your Bibles. In the early 4th century, the Roman Emperor and rulers of the Catholic Church stopped allowing conduct of ecclesia, and they totally stopped allowing ecclesia, the Latin ecclesiam, and then started the name Circe, that has evolved over the centuries to become a church. Now pay close attention. It was the Catholic Church that has made the first so-called Bible translation into your English language. What is the first Bible written into the English language, and who made the first Bible translations into the English language? John Wycliffe, a member of the Catholic Church, made the first Bible in the English. 1. The Wycliffe Bible Time Ad 1385. The first English Bible translation was made in the English in 1385 CE. 2. The name of the first English Bible translator. John Wycliffe, a member of the Catholic Church. Look close at the Wycliffe Bible translation Matt 16-18:18 and YSEIE to thee, that thou art Petri, and I say to thee, that thou art Peter. And on this stone I shall build my church, and on this stone I shall build my kirke. Kirke is pronounced kirke, the Greek name for the goddess Circe. And the yat is of Helishula, not Huemyytinsit. And the gates of hell shall not have might against it. Take careful note: the building of a church on a stone is understood and mistranslated to be the object of a thing or an it. A church building is totally mistranslated from the Greek word ekklesia. Note this true translation from the Ecclesia Bible. 16:18 And I also say unto you, that you are Petros the small stone, but in me this Petra the unconquerable mountain fortress I will edify the court of my ekklesia, and in the life or death warfare the gates of Hades shall not prevail against her. See article Christ the Petra. The gates of hell are in the attack of Petra, the unconquerable mountain fortress, and the ecclesia of Christ, that is, in Petra, Christ the unconquerable mountain fortress. The Greek word ecclesia is feminine, and is correctly translated in gender inclusive, as the gates of hell will not prevail against her, the bride of Christ. 3. From what manuscript was the source of this Wycliffe Catholic Bible translation? This Wycliffe Bible translation made only from the Catholic Catechism and the Latin Vulgate. Do not overlook this fact. The Wycliffe Bible that set the standard for all the more popular Bible translations is made directly from the Catholic Catechism and the Latin Vulgate, and the Wycliffe Bible is not from any ancient Bible manuscripts. The word church is only found written in the Catholic Catechism, and the word church, or the word equivalent for the word church, is not found written just once in any ancient Bible manuscripts. Take careful note, to this day the Wycliffe Bible translation will set the standard for all the more popular Bible translations. Take note. All the names of blasphemy copied from the Catholic Catechism into the Wycliffe Bible to this day are still being copied and written into all the more popular Bible translations. When you see the blasphemous names week or the word month in the most popular Bible translations, you see the most deceiving pagan religion of timekeeping being mistranslated into the Bible records. This pagan false timekeeping mistranslated into the more popular Bibles will completely cripple the gospel of Christ. Now again take note, the Wycliffe Bible was not made from any ancient Bible manuscript. No trusted or reliable Bible manuscript of the Bible was used to make the Wycliffe Bible translation. This Wycliffe Bible translation was made only from both the Catholic Catechism and the Latin Vulgate. For certain the name Church John Wycliffe had to have copied the name Church pronounced Kirky is copied directly from out of the Catholic Catechism and translated into the Wycliffe Bible, because the name Church is not written just once in the Catholic Latin Vulgate, neither is the word equivalent for a church found in any ancient manuscript. The Latin Vulgate only has the Latin name of Ecclesiam. Don't let this fact escape from your good reasoning. The Latin Vulgate is transliterated to have the Latin word Ecclesiam, when is transliterated correctly from the Greek name Ecclesia. So do some good reasoning for your eternal life. Why does the Catholic Church have written in their Latin Bible the true Bible word Ecclesia, but in the Catholic Catechism, instruction making the claim to be from God, for the people, they only allow their people to know the pagan word Church? Take note of one of the oldest slogans of salvation in the most ancient Ecclesia, Ecclesiam, in the Romans Latin. Outside the Ecclesia no one can be saved. If you do not care about the above facts for your eternal life, my friend, you waste your precious earth time just reading this article. So the name Church is first found written only from the Catholic Catechism, in all your most popular Bible translations, and the word Church, or the word equivalent for the name Church, is not from any ancient manuscripts of the Bible. Today, all the most popular Bible translations copy names of blasphemy made first in this Wycliffe Bible translation. The name Church is a name of blasphemy, is just one of many names of blasphemy made for pagan worship that is copied directly from the Wycliffe Bible, and today the same names of blasphemy found written in the Wycliffe Bible is mistranslated into all the most popular Bible translations. The Ecclesia Bible translation removes names of blasphemy found in all the most popular Bible translations. Now this is the honest truth of the facts, that no honest person can deny. The very first organization in the entire world to identify self as a church is the Catholic Church. This also is a fact. The Catholic Church is the mother of all churches in the entire world. Believe the true teaching of the Catholic Church. The members of the Catholic Church is telling us the truth. The Catholic Church is the first church ever to exist on planet Earth. Don't believe the Catholic Church when she is teaching it was God that established the Catholic Church, or any kind of any church. Here is a fact, you can bank your eternal life upon this fact: the God of the Bible did not start any kind of any church. The problem is, the God of the Bible did not start anything like any kind of any church in the entire world. Then you question, why is the word church written in the Bible, if the God of the Bible did not start any kind of any church? The word church is mistranslated in the Bible because the first Bible translation that is made in the English is made by members of the Catholic Church that hate what God has established in the warfare of Ecclesia, that is in continual warfare being made against the false teaching of the gates of hell, Matt 16:18. The Ecclesia of Christ fights a continual warfare for true instructions, the Catechism, from God. The Catholic Church changed the name Ecclesia, the Latin name Ecclesiam, to the pagan word Church, to deceive their church members, and to stop allowing the warfare function in conduct of warfare of the Ecclesia of Christ that determines true instructions from God. All deceivers teach to deceive when they teach the lie that the name church is supposed to be a name equivalent for the Bible Greek word ekklesia. It was the Catholic Church that has translated your Bible that has the name church, and the members of the Catholic Church are the culprits that has mistranslated your Bible and put the false name church in your false translated Bible records. In history, the truth is the Catholics were the first to call self a church. Truth in history is the modern word church has evolved over the centuries from the derivative from the pagan goddess that has the Latin name of Circe. In the early 4th century, at the beginning of the Catholic Church, the pagan goddess of the name Circe was a goddess of sexual fertility and round things. For the Roman rulers such as the Roman Emperor Constantine was a worshippers of the pagan goddess Circe, or circle worship made to the sexual fertility goddess Circe. Take note, the worship to the goddess Circe was made in round buildings that were made double round, a large round room and a small round room called the apse. Whatever you do, do not ever overlook the round apse. The round apse made on Catholic church buildings is your absolute proof the word Circe is the exact derivative of the word church, and the word church is from the pagan goddess of sexual fertility and round things. Circe or circle worship was very popular in the early 4th century, and was Circe worship was competing with the Christian worship. The apses prove a Catholic church, and all churches are part pagan, and to be a part pagan will make any church all pagan. The goddess Circe and Constantine, the Roman emperor that started the Catholic Church, made double round buildings for Christian to mix Christian worship mixed together with pagan worship, and these round buildings still stand today as a witness to show who has started the first church. The Greek name for the goddess Circe is Kirke. The pagan Latin goddess whose name is Circe is the same Latin goddess whose name is Circe is a direct adaptation from the Greek word Kirke. Truth in history is the Catholic Church were not the first to name self from the derivative of the pagan name Circe. The pagan name Circe, the derivative of the name church, has over the centuries evolved to become the modern name church. Now know this fact for certain, it is written, no part of any pagan church will be saved. We the Ecclesia of Christ are open for deliberation in our congregation as long as you allow us to debate before your congregation. So would anyone debate this proposition? My church name is not derived from a pagan religion. Or would anyone dare debate this proposition? My people in my pagan church will be saved.